Welcome to the Order of Time. Today, I would like to talk to you about the fields of action relating to the Order of Time. Previously, I discussed these fields, and I will now give you a short summary of that. Our lives are divided in different fields, characterized by differences in quality and in quantity. This we have relating to the quality, the ideal, and the concrete. Relating to the quantity, we have the individual and the social interest. These four fields are combinations of these two dimensions. Thus we have the individual ideal field, which is the private field, where we withdraw into our own sphere and practice our private religion, or whatever we think is suitable for getting ourselves together. This is also called the field of intelligence. This is where we preserve our person, and that's where we are ourselves. So this is very important, the life we have at home. And there's also the social aspect of this individual, of this ideal field, next to the individual ideal field, next to the private sphere, there's also the social ideal field, which is the club life, the life you have together in a club. Once a week, you gather in a club, and not rarely a football club, but it can also be a religious gathering, or an intellectual gathering, a reading club, or any kind of club, really. This is an important other aspect of our lives, this protection of intelligence, this closely associated gathering of people listening to a certain formula. It has a strict definition of order. We get together for a certain purpose, namely to realize our quality as human beings. And the rules of the game can be very diverse. So we do not really call this the field of intelligence. It is more the a less defined field of action. We are simply social there for the sake of the quality of our existence. In religions this is evident, and in sports this is a little bit less evident. As sports people, we are there for the spirit of the sport. And whatever the club might say, that is where we get it for. So this field we call the field of the unmanifest, because it's not that clear how this togetherness quality should manifest. In a religious context, we say, okay, it's for the sake of God that we gather. And in the case of sports, this is more or less more a demigod, a part of God, from which we expect a certain quality of life. That is social, this is positive. These are the two fields of the ideal. Religion covers both the fields, both the individual field and the field of togetherness. You practice religion at home as a field, of action, and you practice religion also together. So you're doing your own prayers at home, or you do your own studying of the Bible or whatever holy book you have, or you do your meditations, and then you get together to sing and celebrate your success in going against the profit motive, because the club field is not there for making money. The club field is there for the quality of the person. That is something else. So we have these two fields of action which are guaranteeing the quality of our lives. But there are two more fields of interest. There's the field of the concrete interest. So we have an individual concrete interest, which is the simply material things. And we have to get our matter in order, to build our houses and to fix any job, any chore, any mission in life to serve a certain comfort. So we have to care for clothes and for food, and all the material things have to be organized and has to be planned. And this field we call the field of the business field. We have our business to do. A certain business is a field of action. This is the field where we have our private enterprise, our liberal mind, our own ambitions of serving the public with a shop, or with a certain job, working for the government, or in education. This is where we make our money, and this is also called, therefore, the field of the material elements. The fourth field is a more social aspect of this concrete interest. The concrete individual interest is clearly the simple interest of material things. But socially, at the social side of the quantity dimension, this is not a simple material thing. No, this is more our collective identity. We are Americans or Europeans or Chinese people, and we celebrate our national day of honor, differently named in different countries. And this is our patriotism, our nationalism, our identity. This is a field of interest we usually cover when we go downtown. This is simply the life we have as a community. The community is of prime importance. It is important to know who lives downtown, who lives uptown, who lives around. You have to know the people in the community where you live. This is sanity, to be in touch with the reality of your own culture. This is not especially this or that specific culture, although it tends to be so. This is a general interest of all people living in a certain area to know each other and to serve each other as a public. And this is also the field where you appreciate each other's services. In the first field of your own business, you manage your business. It's your business. But in this field, you appreciate together the services of others. You do not serve yourself, no, you appreciate what others do. You go downtown and sit on a terrace, or enjoy a performance, or go to the cinema, or you sit in the pub, you drink a beer together, and you are social. And this is community building, social control. This is, for many people, the essence of life, to belong to the community and to have your own identity there. Otherwise, at home, you're just, nobody knows you. In a club, you are restricted to a certain ritual behavior. In your job, you're just this functionary doing his job. But in the community, you can have your own identity. So this is a very essential field just as well. So we have these four fields, which are as essential as vitamins and proteins and fatty acids are in your diet. Yeah, you need all these separate elements to be a complete human being. You have to be social, you have to be individual, you have to be concrete, and you have to be of content too, of an ideal, of a principle, of values. So these four fields are fundamental. We cannot live without them. This is natural. This is how our towns are built. This is how our world looks like. We have private homes. We have businesses. We have club houses, churches, meeting places of all kind, sports fields. And we have anything that would serve the community downtown, pubs and theaters and cinemas and all that. So this is our life. This is all we've got. This is the outer reality we simply look at, and it's divided in these four fields. So what I wanted to talk about today is how these fields relate to the time we have to spend in our lives. So what is the necessity relating to time of these fields? Everybody knows the public routine installed by the government by law to one day not to work and to join some kind of association, usually your club, to celebrate your non-profit motive. This is close to the idea of God. It's not necessarily God. It can also be your favorite hobby. You get together for whatever you think, flying kites or some go hunting or some go whatever the local culture would offer, a baseball match or something. This is what you do on your free day, on Sundays usually. And this is necessary. You have to counter your profit motive of labor, and you need this day off. This is essential. One day in the week, you leave home and you join the club. It's a defined certain thing, and you feel secure that way. At home, you must also be at home, of course. That is quite easy. You sit at home every day, watch television, read a book, talk to your family members, eventually do something, have some quality time with each other. This is quite natural, and it's an everyday thing. But also that private interest needs to be balanced, counterbalanced with a certain day that you say, okay, tonight we will not rule our own kingdom. Tonight we will go downtown to see who's more in the community than our own little family. You can be an island. You cannot be an island. It's not just that a single man is not an island. It's also that a family is not an island. You have to associate with others and see who's what life offers you more than just television and your own little self-created heaven. So you have to go downtown so now and then just to escape television, the rut of your own family habits, the fixed routines of relating to each other. You have to refresh your look at life and at yourself. You have to be more than just father and mother or son and daughter. You have to be yourself outside of this context. So television, at least one day a week, should shut down. Just for your sanity, your social well-being. So we have to cover these four fields. You go to do your job. You go to your club. You go at home. You stay at home to do your things at home. And once a week, you also go out downtown. So these four things need to be balanced. This is very essential, and it's not that easy as it sounds, because it's not. Many people have difficulties finding a club that is constructive and positive to relate to. It is a type of civilization that not everybody may embrace. There are difficulties, and why is this so? This is not just with club life, escaping your business spirit of making money and being a certain functionary. It is also the interest of going downtown, and it is not that easy either to go to see the community. Many people have difficulties finding their way downtown. There is a spirit, especially in modern time, in which this community, sense of community, is slipping, is disappearing, is decaying, and there's violence in the streets, and there's gangs in the streets, and there's all kinds of evil in the streets, drug addicts and there's a pretty negative image, especially in the bigger cities, of this field, and that is a problem. One of the reasons is that we hardly have any sense of order to this field, and we just go shopping when we need something to buy. It is not a regular habit, even though you go regularly shopping. It's not really on your agenda. Maybe you do it on Saturdays, but you just as well do it on other days. And there's also this restricted idea of just this functional approach of buying things. Well, going downtown mustn't be just a matter of getting things and running home again. That it's important to realize that this field is there also to meet each other and to talk to each other and to see around who's all living in your own town. Are you familiar with each other? Is this really a community of people who know each other and who have a relationship with each other, where you have friends and where you you can build an association. A circle of friends and acquaintances, and you know, like to do a certain type of networking in free association, because some, especially in a materialistic society, we tend to live too much for making money for the business as an employee or another functionary, as a manager. And that has a negative effect if we can balance these interests. Of course, you have to do your job, but you shouldn't expect the complete of your social life from that job. Yeah? So you go downtown also to meet each other regularly, and at least once a week you have to put it on the agenda. And to the order of time at this site. Is stressed that the continuance of this habit depends strongly on the naturalness of this. Is this a natural rhythm that you follow? The cultural rhythm we have now is infested with material motives, buying and making money, spending money, and that would be all. But don't forget to build a community and to be of a natural rhythm in this. It doesn't have to be every Saturday. Try to follow the natural rhythm, a leap a day so now and then, and do it a day later. and then do it a week later, and then leap that week again, so that you have a rhythm that better fits the natural order of things. Modern life tends to be too fast, and then we need a holiday at the end of the year to catch up with this sense of community, having our holidays. And this breaks up the community. If it's a wealthy community, it depends where we are in the world. But this is the point I wanted to make today. It is important that you serve and seek the community and build the community in a natural rhythm, in touch with natural life, just as well as you have a natural rhythm, or must try to have a natural rhythm with that clip life. And this together makes us better people, better balanced, so that we don't have political parties that have to freak out a nationalist or a racist idea or a fundamentalist idea of intelligence, which everybody should do, while it's a very personal choice. And that it's only this club that would be good and not that club. Only this religion would be good and not that. These political parties tend to fight in the world and create chaos and mayhem and war even. And if we all individually do our best to lead balanced lives to the order of time, we may soften these egotistical policies that ruin the world, in fact. And this is the point that I wanted to make today. The fields of action in a balanced manner, treated with a proper calendar, so that we do not have this ego of politics everywhere that strongly. I thank you for your attention.